Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
With Matthew Justin Deagle, my oldest son, and he is an amazing guy. He knows lots of things that I don't know, including he's a polyglot in multiple languages, German, Japanese, Arabic, I think also Chinese too, right?
No, I don't know Chinese very much. I just know German, Japanese, and Arabic.
Yeah, that's pretty damn good. So when we do our stream network, we're actually going to target your show, which you're going to do probably after or whatever you want us, what time you set, whether it's weekday or weekend. We're going to actually target your shows to actually send them to networks over in Japan, the Middle East, and into Germany, into Europe. That's going to be pretty cool, hey? So you'll have an international audience. We can actually send that signal to specific stations, platforms, etc., in other foreign countries. So, Matthew, the thing you talked about just before the break, you wanted to talk about something that's going on, for example, what's happening in Ukraine right now with Russians capturing three boats. Also, maybe you want to make comments about the caravan, what's happening. Apparently, at Tijuana, they're running out of money. They only have enough food and money left in the local community there in Tijuana to support these caravan people for two more days, and there's another 1,000 coming.
Yeah.
And they went down from three meals a day down to one meal a day now after a month they're there.
The idea that we should pity these people or help them is all an illusion, because due to the severe overpopulation of Latin America, about 87.5% of them are surplus people that don't have, that are born without a real personality, conscience, or anything. It's the same thing. The cause of the terrorism in the Middle East and everything, but likewise the brown race in the Middle East and India and so forth. It's severely overpopulated, mostly because of India and Bangladesh, and the result is that 90% are surplus people and therefore have a tendency toward personality disorders, psychopathy, etc. That's the reason why in Latin America you see that the status quo, the average person there, doesn't just condone, but heroizes criminals who regularly torture and murder and decapitate random people, murder journalists for exposing them, murder mayors for trying to crack down on them, because the average person in these places is evil at this point, because of their excess people. They don't have a mission in life. They don't have a meaning in life. They don't have a soul, basically. So consequently, because their excesses, because they're surplus people, they're not really capable of being good. At most, they can just create a narcissistic false self and pretend to be normal while really being unstable and having at the root level, basically the same personality as like Adam Lanza or Eric Harris or whatever, a murder suicidal person, somebody who's fundamental tendencies, contradiction, and suicide. And it's also the case with whites. We're also overpopulated to 60%. East Asians somewhat less, about 25%, because they have a larger population limit, since they're the average people on Earth. But that's what's going on here. Sub-Saharan Africa is like 90, 4% overpopulated. Middle East and India is 90% overpopulated. Whites are 60% overpopulated. East Asians are 25% overpopulated. And even at just 25%, like in Japan, Shoko Asahara, their version of Jim Jones, or Marshall Applewhite, was able to infiltrate the police and get away with things for years until he was finally caught for trying to sarin gas a subway. So if that can happen even in Japan with only a quarter of the population being like this, it's all the more dangerous here. So this is how this ties into what's going on in Ukraine. Apparently, Ukraine provoked this this naval controversy with Russia, and yet, you know, Nikki Haley's condemning it. The Trump is threatening not to meet with Putin at G20 all because of this machination by Poroshenko to get reelected. I mean, that's just what's going on here. And this could escalate to a full-on war between Russia and the Ukraine.
And do you think that's possible? Because Ukraine is asking America, why is it happening? What's going on there?
Yeah, this is because the overpopulation has caused a large number of people. In fact, the majority of most races, except for the yellow race, are overpopulated, surplus people that don't have a stable personality or self-worth and fundamentally are just suicidal. And therefore, because they're subconsciously suicidal, they all tend toward Jim Jones-type mass murder-suicide. They promote this kind of insane policy toward Russia, for example, in the EU, because Europe is extremely overpopulated.
Right.
Now, and also, the whole idea of immigration and refugees is insane, because these other races that these refugees and immigrants are coming from are even more overpopulated than whites. So like this caravan here, I want people to realize these people are not innocent. Almost 80 to 90% of them are degenerates and are evil. They have personality disorders. They are criminals. And they are in no way responsible people. That's why they're dragging their kids along with them. At riots, confronting the police with tear gas and so forth. That's why they're trying to climb over border fences designed to deter able-bodied male criminals and then falling to get almost fatally injured with the paramedics hadn't been there.
Well, I'm a trauma doctor, so if you got somebody caught in concertina wire, they can rip their face or an arm or leg off. I mean, this is not a minor thing. I mean,
they're threatening the lives of themselves and their children because these people are not just innocent victims, or these people are not like these actors and celebrities that are condoning, that are claiming that these people are all innocent immigrants. You know, they're not Geraldo Rivera or whatever. These people are absolute dregs of society, psychopathic degenerates who are involved in organized crime, have no conscience. Often there are a lot of them are drug addicts or drug mules. And that's why they put their children's lives in danger without concern, because they don't have a conscience. And that's also the reason why even in Mexico, let alone in Central America, why even in Mexico, the police are unable to control the gangs, and the mayors are unable to control the gangs, because the average person there is evil. That's why. The average person in these certain areas of Mexico that are dominated by crime is a criminal.
Yeah.
The same thing going on with any other severely overpopulated group. That eventually what happens is the number of people with a meaning of life and a stable human character diminishes relative to the number of people that don't have a personality and don't have any capacity for morality fundamentally. So they have to either develop it as a false self narcissistically, or they simply don't. Depending on the cultural circumstances, they may well just not even try to be good because they're in a culture that condones crime, like is the case in Central America.
Right.
So these people are not a bunch of innocent victims. They're not worthy of any kind of help. They should be totally excluded from coming into the U.S. Because when they think about this, if you help them, then you're responsible for whoever they harm whatever innocent people they harm once they get here. 10 years down the line, even those kids that are with them are going to be adolescents and adults, and they're going to be potentially violent criminals who are going to hurt people for no good reason. So if you want to feel pity for them and help them, then you're not thinking about consequences down the line. Right. The kind of harm they're going to do.
Now, the only thing we should be doing is sending the troops. I said this with John W. Smith yesterday, into Mexico and Central America to clear the drug gangs and make it more livable in their own home country, and cut off any aid to these countries that are not helping. But beyond that, we don't have any obligation to accept them in our country, except maybe in a bracero program where they have an anklet that tracks them while they go pick food or do something else.
We actually have an obligation not to accept them into our country, and the same thing goes with the Middle Eastern refugees.
Exactly.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world, and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Trump is doing some things right here, but I want to get your opinion on this. I think Trump should send the troops into Mexico and Central America rather than just on the border without bullets. I think he should dealing with...
I think it's a good idea to place them in these countries because that's a military provocation, potentially.
Well, no, it's not a problem of provocation. I think we should... I think we should actually send them directly in.
I don't believe that that's going to solve anything. I think we should just We should just completely close the border to...
Oh, I know we need to close the border. The border should be closed, and it goes beyond this Ninth Circuit Court judge.
We already have a ton of overpopulated people here. Like I said, the entire red race of most Latin Americans, right, the ones who are half or more in Native America, is 87.5% overpopulated, which means that percentage of people are prone to have a weak personality at birth and are prone to becoming psychopathic criminals. And if they're in a situation like the criminal culture in Guatemala or Mexico and so forth, then they will
I think it's our natural interest.
And then the normal minority has no chance of...
Well, I agree with you, you need to close the border, but I would
people.
Be...
And that's also the case with the ones here that are also causing trouble.
Well, let me give you my analysis of why I think we should do intervention. I agree. Close the border, shut down immigration. I think we should intervene by closing down the drug cartels and making conditions so...
The drug cartels should be attacked by an international peacekeeping force, for sure. The U.S. and Mexican military should join up to fight them.
Oh, I agree. That's a good idea to have an international force.
That's one of the main reasons why...
Well, the reason why the drug cartels are there is this SAD you've talked about previously, the Special Activities Division. They run the drug cartels, including Fast and Furious, where they give unlicensed without serial number guns to our cartels to fight other cartels because they have $2 trillion of money from the drug trade coming in that's not being tracked by Congress, Senate, or the President.
I assume so. I mean, we know this stuff happened with Bill Clinton, right, with Amin in Arkansas, so it's probably still going on. Whatever the case, I mean, the main reason why it's happening is because the average person in those drug-ridden parts of Mexico is bad. They're not a good person. They don't deserve pity. They're evil. And they support all of this stuff. They're complicit in it. You know, and these people are claiming that they're escaping from the drug, but it's complete lies. A lot of them are identified criminals. Not to mention that just statistically, you know, it's going to be between 80 and 90% of any group of these people that is going to be like that. Just same thing with the refugees and the immigrants from the Middle East and North Africa. They're 90% overpopulated. So the brown race is even more overpopulated. So it's going to be even more prone to criminality. Now I want to talk about something else, which is how whites, we ourselves, are overpopulated. So we already have enough of a problem with degenerate people as a result of this. For example, just yesterday it was reported that General Motors has laid off 14,000 people without warning just before Christmas.
Now, you know, General Motors took this big tax thing that Trump set up, and they're also, General Motors, by the way, is... Yeah.
And the government subsidies, and they still are doing this. And, you know, they're the real-life Ebenezer Scrooge, in other words. This is the real
life. Yeah, but I'll tell you what the problem is, though, Matthew. We have tariff and non-tariff barriers. For example, in China...
This was also just praised by Wall Street, so almost everybody else is outraged by it. All Democrat and Republican politicians are outraged by it, but Wall Street is praising it.
Of course they're praising it. You know why?
CEO,
let me finish, Matt.
The CEO of GM is now a woman, Mary Barra, and she is a psychopathic degenerate. That's why she's a female who is in a position, is behaving like a male, a dominant hierarchical position, which is not the nature of women to do.
Right.
And then they also had the spokespeople justifying this were mostly...
Well, let me add something here, insert this, Matt. Matt, they're going to have a meeting next week with the Chinese. And the Chinese are not playing fair ball. They think in 2025 they're going to take over the world markets. They're crazy. What Trump's got to do is raise those tariffs dramatically, cut off trade...
China's our least concern because China is a country where the average person's normal, right? This is not the case in the Middle East or Latin America. Not the case in India or Pakistan. If the biggest danger from China is their alliance with Pakistan, because Pakistan and India are about to kill each other, since the average person there is a suicidal lunatic.
And by the way, they have a 2-minute warning for starting a nuclear war, so the first trigger is most likely not the Middle East for a nuclear war, it's Pakistan and India, isn't it?
I want to point out that this was also done by a degenerate, somebody who has a false narcissistic self and is not...
Where's the manufacturing going, Matt, if it's not going to be in the States that they're laying off 14,000 people?
They're probably moving it to China, obviously.
Yeah, but that's going to end. I guarantee what Trump is going to do is put the squeeze on both carotid arteries of the Chinese Xi, who wants to be the next emperor. And I guarantee you that despite the fact he doesn't have the House, he has the Supreme Court, the Senate, and the President's office and a pen and a phone, and China is going to have both testicles shattered by the squeeze that Trump's going to put on them.
Like I said, I mean, they're not the biggest concern. I mean, who's doing this? It's not China doing
this. Transnational corporation is doing it.
It's Wall Street doing it, okay?
Of course it is. That's why they're moving in there. But
China,
they have tariffs.
China's obviously accepting the deal because it's a good deal for them.
Of course it is. But
they're not pulling the strings.
Here's the point, Matt.
Now,
here's what they do in China.
I want to talk about this Ukraine stuff, okay? Because what's going on right now in Ukraine is an escalation toward a regional war, which I've already predicted years ago, and as a predecessor to World War III, Ukraine.
And in fact, we did a step up with Trump a year and a half ago with anti-tank missiles we gave the Ukrainians, right?
Yeah.
We gave anti-tank missiles to the Ukrainians.
Yes, he's announced. Oh, we didn't just do that. We had private military contractors like Constellis. We had CIA and FBI in Crimea fighting against the separatists. So we were in there fighting against Russia. And this is completely insane, hypocritical. They state that they're going to preserve Ukraine's sovereignty. Well, Ukraine's sovereignty is oriented at becoming part of the EU, so that's not sovereignty.
Exactly, Matthew. Both Crimea and eastern Ukraine, by the way, are over 90% Russian, aren't they?
The Russians have accused Ukraine of staging the event in order to prolong to postpone the election so they can be elected. And whatever the case, I mean, whatever's behind this is an escalation toward a regional war. As I said, what I predict will happen is there will be a regional war, and that eventually this will develop into World War III with full thermonuclear war by 2028. And that what else I think is going to happen here is part of the coincidence that's involved in all this chaos is that an interstellar comet will hit Ukraine.
Right.
So we'll have to see. But this is all part of not just something, not just something to be looked at as individual events. It's a collective degeneracy and insanity which provokes things like that.
Right.
And things, even cosmic events.
So what do you think will happen? Because what I see is a step-by-step, even under Trump, move toward a major conflict with Russia, where the majority of the population in both Crimea that are now gone back to Russia, and eastern Ukraine, where the Donbass kids, 4 Christmases ago, had videos out to say, don't bomb us, and it was Kiev and the globalists and the Europeans that were literally shelling civilian populations of primarily Russian citizens in eastern Ukraine, right?
Yeah, Crimea, at least, was primarily ethnically Russian, and this Ukraine itself is an artificial country.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
So, Matthew, when you're looking at a Ukraine, it's like a model of where things are going toward World War III at some future date.
Yes, Ukraine's been the major escalation point for World War III since about 2012.
And if you look at the history of the territory called Ukraine, in fact, Kiev was at a previous date, I think about 150 years ago, it was the capital of Russia. It wasn't Moscow or they call it Leningrad. It was actually Kiev a couple hundred years ago, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, originally the Kiev and Rus or whatever. This is, but I'm talking about recent history. The Soviet Union created Ukraine as an artificial country when they divided up the Soviet Union. It doesn't even really exist as an independent country. This is just Stalin dividing up the Soviet provinces or Soviet states, right?
Right. So, in other words, what happened was Stalin doing this.
The idea, and the West is trying to sovereignty. It's all just a lie because Ukraine is not an independent country historically. It's just part of Russia, and not just Crimea, but the entire thing. Right. The Ukrainian language is just a dialect of Russian.
Right. In fact, the people are genetically Russians, aren't they? Especially in eastern Ukraine.
It's just, the Ukrainian nationalism is just stoked by the European Union in an attempt to assimilate it into themselves and expand. It's just imperialism.
That's why NATO expanded all the way to Ukraine.
They want to have a European empire and a European imperial military. You know, they want to be...
Right. You can see that. Poland and Ukraine are part of NATO now, aren't they? Poland and Ukraine, right?
Yes, Poland and Ukraine are both putting themselves out there as human shields in World War III and will be annihilated as a result of it. But that's why I say 10 years down the line, I think World War III is imminent. This is just one of this. This is a there's a previous war, a regional war in Ukraine and Russia that Eastern Europe that leads up to this, mainly based in Ukraine, and then there is a period of false peace. peace followed by a surprise attack on Russia by the European Union. And then it is World War III for 4 years, ending in total annihilation.
And by the way, the soil basin in Ukraine is the largest single arable land area on the planet in Ukraine, isn't it? It was the best soil on Earth for growing crops.
I don't know, but Ukraine obviously is relatively fertile. It was a significantly fertile part of the Soviet Union, and they talk about Stalin put the grain.
But it used to be an ancient lake, and it's got like feet thick of loam.
All this. I mean, the thing is, the whole Ukrainian sovereignty thing is just it's just a joke, because it's all about Ukraine becoming part of the European Union.
So why do you think Trump gave tank-killing missiles to the Ukrainians, and now as air cover, and having contracts with Constellus and so on to weaponize?
Trump and Obama, because of Bush's Presidential Directive 51, neither Trump nor Obama has a say in these long-term military strategies. George W. Bush made it so that his administration's plots are going to go through for like 20 years or something before this expires.
Right.
So they don't have the powers of commander-in-chief to veto anything the military is doing under George W. Bush's plans.
Right.
Bush already set this all in motion, and it's actually being run by people from his administration or the shadow level of his administration, like Bill Clinton. Right. They're actually planning on a nuclear attack on Russia at some point using F-35 stealth bombers. And that's this recent blank operation in the North Sea, with the first use of F-35s in the operation and the first development of France in the operation, because they're planning to attack Russia. You see, they're trying to start a war in the region as an excuse to invade Russia and assimilate it into their European-American empire.
We said this earlier in the spring, and you caught the story first before anybody I knew. But you mentioned also that I found out after your story that Trump recalled all 2,500 plus, not only from us but our allies, of these joint strike fighters, which are not strike fighters at all. They're stealth hypersonic bombers. And they're doing something technically to upgrade them in some way, but they only have a signature of a bird. So they can fly at hypersonic speeds and drop 6,600 kilograms of high-intensity nuclear weapons on a target. And they can't even radar detect us before we're coming in to destroy them. And you don't see a military, a signature of a missile coming in. These just fly in, boom, and your city's gone. And people don't get it, do they?
Yeah, the F-35 was never intended as a fighter, because it's not as effective as a fighter as even some of the existing fighter planes.
From my own experts, Matt, I heard
stealth,
that...
Stealth is no good in a dogfight, right? Stealth doesn't... Because you can detect the person with infrared, even if you can't detect them on radar at short range.
Right.
You can't detect them very well on radar when they're coming at a high speed from an intermediate range, which is precisely what they're intended for. They're intended to be launched from either Norway or the North Sea or Iceland or the UK, and then to go from there to Russia and deliver nuclear weapons to them. They are intended as nuclear stealth bombers. They were intended for this purpose since the 1990s. These people have been plotting behind the scenes a forcible takeover of Russia since then. In particular, Bill Clinton authorized all of this in the 90s. And Bill Clinton, as you'll recall, was also the guy who first claimed that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction facilities. He was the first one to call. He had them form Operation Desert Fox, and he had Congress sign an agreement to change the regime in Iraq before he left office.
That was even before George Bush Jr. was there. In other words, 9/11 and the attack and the invasion of Iraq following George Bush Sr. was all Bill Clinton's operation, wasn't it?
That's right. It was all Bill Clinton and his group.
Right.
Bill Clinton, everything the Bush administration did was already set in motion by Bill Clinton in the 1990s. And everything that's even going on now, the Ukraine crisis, the Ukrainian revolution was instigated by SAD. Bill Clinton.
Right. Remember the
version of the CIA.
You remember the
they had the CIA and FBI, or supposed CIA and FBI, probably, which are actually SAD officers and private mercenaries from Constellus in Ukraine and Crimea fighting against Russian separatists. So these people not only instigated the Euromaidan revolution in Ukraine, but they also were directly combating with Russian troops, with Russian, because the Russians also secretly sent in their own aid to the Crimean separatists. So there's already been skirmishes between the United States and Russia in Ukraine on behalf of the EU. And the EU, see, the EU is not set up like the USA is. So for someone who wants to become a dictator, it's much more opportune. There's no separation of powers. Everything's under the control of an appointed, unelected commission.
Right.
Basically, all the power is divided between the unelected commission and the parliament. And in the parliament, all they have control of Merkel. So they already control the EU, and the EU is their choice instrument for attaining a global empire.
Right. And that's why, in other words, globalist organizations already run the EU. They have a proxy in Brussels and Strasbourg, but even large nations like Germany don't have total autonomous control, do they?
No, they don't, but they have the most influence in Parliament, and Merkel is also strongly influenced by SAD. And
right.
In fact, you can see that she's actually very close to Bill Clinton during the funeral for Helmut Kohl.
This February, last week in February, will be the fifth anniversary of Ukraine's Revolution of Dignity, they call it, which is, again, put together by the U.S. State Department.
Yeah, this is all they call it. It's all ridiculous. It's just an instigation to expand the EU.
Exactly. So they want the EU all the way to the Russian border over time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
I'm down to $82 now. And welcome back. And so, Matthew, please give us more insight.
So Merkel, other than the commission, which is totally dictatorial and appointed, Merkel in Parliament is manipulated by Bill Clinton. You can see her, for example, in this video, Helmut Kohl farewell speeches by Bill Clinton, Angela Merkel, Emmanuel Macron, and Jean-Claude Juncker. Go ahead and look this up on YouTube, Helmut Kohl farewell speeches by Bill Clinton, and you'll find at 101:30 him sitting down next to Merkel. He was directly next to her during these speeches as he gave a speech at the funeral of Helmut Kohl, and she's holding his hand, and she's really close to him. You can tell that she's very familiar with the guy. Why? Because SAD and Clinton himself are manipulating Angela Merkel. They're the ones who were behind her bringing in all those refugees. That's part of their plan, you see. Bill Clinton is, as I said, one of the key people in this. And in fact, a lot of the stuff that we think of as having been done by the Bush administration was set in motion by Bill Clinton in the 90s before he left office. For example, Operation Iraqi Freedom, the Iraq War, was justified based on H.R. 4655, the Iraq Liberation Act, signed by Bill Clinton into law on 31st of October 1998, which stated that the USA is going to attempt regime change in Iraq. He also carried out Operation Desert Fox to bomb Iraq on December 16, 1998, 19th December 1998. Bill Clinton also authorized the manufacture of the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter, which is actually a stealth bomber, as part of his plan to invade Russia. Bill Clinton expanded NATO into Eastern Europe as a provocation against Russia in preparation for an invasion of Russia. Bill Clinton, as we also remember, was president during the first World Trade Center bombing and during the Oklahoma City bombing, these other false flag attacks. This is before 9/11, which seems certainly to be a curious connection, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'm saying that Bill Clinton and his organization, all right, have been plotting to invade Russia since the 1990s. Their fingerprints are all over everything, including the Iraq War, the war in Afghanistan, and even 9/11. Their fingerprints are all over it. They're the ones who wrote the Patriot Act in its original form. They're the ones who... All the basis for the Patriot Act legislation was originally developed by Jan Arino of Bill Clinton's administration in the 1990s, and they didn't pass it. They attempted to pass parts of it due to the Oklahoma City bombing. So I'm telling you, this stuff traces back to Bill Clinton and his organization, and he's been planning to invade Russia for like 20 years or more than 20 years. This is going to probably happen because he's over there in the EU right now pulling strings. I mean, right now at the exact moment he's in Canada doing some speech tour or something. But remember, he's not the only one in chat.
Amazing.
So Bill Clinton, in other words, is a key person behind this stuff. People are seeing George Bush and Dick Cheney, whatever, but they're not looking at Bill Clinton and, by the way, his sidekick in the Bush administration, who is Condoleezza Rice. She was the key person pushing Bill Clinton's agenda during the Bush administration, among a few others. But Bush himself, the Bush family, are close to Bill Clinton and seem to be also under his manipulative influence, the same way that Merkel is.
Right. So what do you see happening? What's the timeline, Matthew? What do you see the timeline of this?
The timeline, I think we're going to see a war erupt in Ukraine in the next year or two. And we're going to see, in response to this chaos and insanity, nature rebelling against mankind with ever-worsening hurricane seasons, forest fires, all the stuff we've already been seeing, and even an interstellar comet hitting Ukraine or Poland after this war begins, which after Russia finally surrenders in this war in Ukraine, signs a peace treaty, there will be apparent peace until a secret plan to invade Russia with F-35s is followed through with as a surprise attack.
Right.
And then that will be the effective beginning of World War III, and will end with thermonuclear annihilation of most of the Northern Hemisphere.
Wow.
What's going on?
So what you see happening, basically, you believe is a prelude to a disaster, and I can see it coming. And even during Trump, I don't see his actions actually good. I see the actions of Trump weaponizing...
Well, as I stated, George W. Bush is an accomplice of Bill Clinton and had been since 9/11. That's when they pushed all the Bill Clinton administration legislation. Bush's policy suddenly took a turn for authoritarianism because this is all stuff Bill Clinton wanted to do to begin with and was already had all written up to be signed into law once Congress would accept it. They didn't accept it all after Oklahoma City, but they did accept it all after 9/11.
Right.
And they also almost unanimously voted for the Iraq War, which was also plotted by Bill Clinton in the 90s.
Wow.
Now they're going for war with Russia, which was likewise planned 20, 25 years ago by Bill Clinton.
Wow. Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, so this is what's going on here, you see. This is World War III, and we have some of the most evil, psychopathic lunatics pushing for this stuff that have ever existed. Some of the most deadly, mass murdering demons that we've ever had power. People like Bill Clinton and then fools who are complicit in it, like the Bush administration, that don't think twice about the consequences of this sort of thing. They didn't see the actual outcome of the Iraq War, which, by the way, was intended by Clinton to begin with to destabilize the region in order to repel Russian expansion of influence in the region through Iran. It had nothing to
do with it. They did a simulation last October 2017.
Iraqis. It wasn't motivated by oil, fundamentally. It was motivated by essentially whittling away at Russian influence.
They did a simulation October 2017 with 40 million or one quarter of the Russian population simulating and telling the entire Russian population through RT and other sources that there is going to be an attack on Russia by Europe and America, didn't they?
Well, I haven't heard about that, but it doesn't surprise me because it's true.
If people can Google it and see it in a second.
They're to use their nuclear weapons and their weather weapons on us in the event, which will happen in 10 years. With a high degree of certainty.
Exactly. And you can see this coming, can't you? You can see the financial side tied to the geopolitical and the military side, can't you?
Yes, you can certainly see this happening. I'm folding before our eyes. This insanity is happening. And as I said, the main cause of it is whether it's unpopular or not, the overpopulation, which has caused 60% of whites in the USA and Europe to be born with weak personalities and inability to think logically or to be honest. Consequently, we have a majority which are able to be steered toward these sorts of insane policies. And it's even worse with other races, like the brown race, which includes blacks in America, which are also actually browns. They're not the same as sub-Saharans because they're mixed with whites. It's 90% overpopulated because of India and Bangladesh and so forth. Consequently, that's the reason why there's such a high crime rate of blacks in the U.S., mainly not even genetics or whatever. The main reason for the high crime rate and the observed low IQ is just overpopulation. Just that 90% of browns anywhere, including the ones in the U.S., blacks are degenerates, basically.
Right.
It's the same thing with reds in Latin America. They're also 87 to 88% overpopulated, meaning that they also have the same problem, and that's why they're all condoning crime. Why everybody thinks that criminals are heroes, and so forth, and they have no conscience because they're degenerates. They're certain people.
Amazing, remarkable stuff, Matthew. Looking forward to you having your own show and also doing it in other languages. We need to get the truth out to the people, the politicians, and the population to get ready, because what's coming is not good, is it?
Yeah, you got to get ready, and you got to know what's coming, because it's going to be very disastrous.
And there will be survivors, because after the cataclysm, there will be survivors that are prepped up and are ready for whatever's coming, won't they?
Yeah, there will be, but I'm saying two-thirds of the population of the world will probably die.
Exactly, because they're not going to listen or prepare, are they?
Because they also are pushing for it due to their suicidal tendency.
Well, that's probably true. They attack the messenger because they don't hear the message.
That's right.
So, Matthew, stay right there for a second. I have a quick question to ask you. Be back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. and listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.